Day 1, 6:15 a.m. In the distance, I can hear the light wash of waves folding onto shore. I lie still, eyes closed, but I can sense the dawn light filtering into the beach hut, slipping beneath the blinds ready to pull me into the new day. But I'm not ready. An uneasy feeling slides through my stomach. I reach out to find Nick's side of the bed empty, the sheet cool. He's in Bristol, I remember. He has his pitch this morning. He left last night with a slice of birthday cake pressed into his hand. At that point, Jacob was still smiling about the presents he'd been given for his 17th birthday. Nick has no idea what happened later. A low flutter of panic beats in my chest. Will Jacob tell him? I push myself upright in bed, my thoughts snapping and firing now. I can still feel the vibrations of Jacob's footsteps storming across the beach hut, then the gust of air as the door slammed behind him, his birthday cards gliding to the ground like falling birds. I'd pick them up, carefully replacing each of them, until I reached the last, a homemade card with a photo glued to the front. I'd gripped its edges, imagining the satisfying tear of paper beneath my fingertips. I'd made myself return it to the shelf, rearranging the card so it was placed at the back. I listen for the sound of Jacob's breathing, waiting to catch the light hum of a snore, but all I can hear are the waves at the door. I straighten, fully alert now. Did I hear him come in last night? It's impossible to sneak into the beach hut quietly. The door has to be yanked open where the wooden frame has swollen with rain. The sofa bed has to be skirted around in the dark. The wooden ladder to the mezzanine, where Jacob sleeps, creaks as it is climbed. And then there's the slide and shuffle of his knees when he crawls to the mattress in the eaves. Pulling back the covers, I clamber from the bed. In the dim haze, I scan the tidy square of the beach hut for clues of my son. There are no trainers kicked off by the door. No jumper tossed on the sofa, no empty glasses or plates left on the kitchen counter, nor dusting of crumbs. The hut is immaculate, neat, just as I left it. I ignore the faint pulse of pain in my head as I cross the beach hut in three steps, climbing the base of the ladder. It's dark in the mezzanine. I'd pulled the blind over the porthole window and made Jacob's bed before going to sleep myself. Usually, the distinctive fug of a teenage boy lingers up here. But this morning, the heaped body of my son is absent, the duvet smooth. I squeeze my eyes shut and swear under my breath. What did I expect? I don't know why I let it happen. Not on his birthday. I shouldn't have risen to his challenge. I went too far. We both did. Diffuse, not antagonise, Nick is fond of telling me. Thank you, Nick. I'd never have thought of that myself. When Jacob was little, Nick would always ask my opinion on what Jacob needed, how best to dress a cut on his knee, or whether he could do with a nap, or what he might prefer to eat. But, in the last few years, my confidence in knowing what my son needs has slipped away. In his company, I often find myself at an utter loss as to what to say, asking too many questions, or not the right ones. On the odd occasion that Jacob does confide in me, I feel like a desert walker who has come across a freshwater lake, thirsting for closeness. Last night, as Jacob swung round to face me, I couldn't think what to say, what to do. Maybe it was because 17 is like a line in the sand. He just stepped over it into adulthood. But I wasn't ready. Maybe that's why I said the things I did, trying to pull him back to me. I descend the ladder now, feeling the full weight of my headache kicking in. I'm sure Jacob will have stayed out with his friends. He'll probably roll in at mid-morning, a hangover worsening his mood. Yet still, I feel the tentacles of panic reaching, feeling their way through my chest. Coffee, that's what I need. I pump water into the kettle, then light the hob, listening to the rush of gas. As I wait for the water to boil, I have a strange, uncomfortable sensation that this is going to be my life one day. Just me, alone, making coffee for one.